This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
When Australians heard there'd been a terror attack in Christchurch, killing 50 innocent people, we were of course shocked and devastated. We never thought this kind of evil could come from our corner of the world. After the news died down though, most of us got on with our lives, thinking we couldn't make a difference. But not Tony Powell. Tony is a social entrepreneur, a woman who loves to inspire people, and her response was to start a kindness campaign called 50 Shades Brighter. She's inviting people to join her in doing one deliberate, positive act of kindness every week for 50 weeks. And she joins me now. Tony, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. I love the sound of this campaign. Tell us how 50 Shades Brighter began. What made you want to start doing 50 acts of kindness?
I think it was seeing his response, which was he was very pleased with what he'd done. And I thought, I don't really want him to have the last word here. Mm. And I know that there'll be plenty of other people who will respond that that anything that happens really does create any bad is also balanced by lots of good. But I wanted to make a personal response. So I decided that instead of hating him, which is what I felt like doing, I would make sure that his legacy included a lot of good. And so I started thinking, oh, well, I'll do some deliberate acts of good. I'm going to do 50 to kind of pay you back. Mm. And then I was writing my newsletter and I was mentioning that I was doing this. And then I suddenly thought, actually, probably a lot of people would like a way to channel their feelings and emotions about this into something good, that it might be something other people were interested in.
What are some of the positive actions you've done so far?
Oh, well, immediately after I got involved in the candlelight vigil locally, I just started doing things like donating to a charity, signing petitions, being much more deliberate about taking some positive action. Like I was trying to get through 50 in a very short period of time. Mm. And I signed up to have a refugee family for a week while they attended a local English course. Now, in the end, that was supposed to be this week. In the end, my mother-in-law died suddenly on Friday, so I didn't do that. Mm. But just a whole raft of things. When I thought about making a project, I thought it's going to overwhelm people to do 50 things. Suddenly, I'll pace it over a week and then I'll email them and tell them what other people are doing and give them suggestions and also give them suggestions for what they might like to do as a family. Mm. Because I think it's a wonderful family project to be doing deliberate acts of kindness.
Mm. I read that one of your acts was to go and visit a mosque and speak to some people there. What was that experience like for you?
What I did was I rang the mosque.
Okay.
And yeah. Had a chat to the guy. I asked him what I could do, and he was the one who suggested I could help with the candlelight vigil. Mm. And so I met him and we went to the candlelight vigil and I talked to lots of people. I haven't yet been to the mosque, partly because of the interruption in our life at the moment with the unexpected death. But yes, that's on my list of things to do. But it was really nice to meet this man. And then I met a whole lot of other local Muslims at this event. Mm. And that was really great. Had some really interesting conversations.
How are people responding to the initiative itself?
People are doing various things and then emailing me, or some of them are writing out in the Facebook group. A few people have been helping people who've got mental health issues. A few people have gone out of their way to help elderly people. One lady's kind of making these little hearts with labels that she's hiding places for people to find.
Oh, lovely.
One lady cooked dinner for 19 people. Just a whole bunch of things. Actually, I really benefited from it myself. Is some of my friends signed up, and when I was helping my daughter last week move house, they came and helped move house. And I said, why are you doing this? And they said, oh, we joined this 50 Shades Brighter thing.
Very good. When we do positive things, it always impacts our own outlook on life. How is this campaign impacting you as you go about spreading kindness?
Well, it is an area I've been involved in for a long time. Mm. I've been very deliberate about changing my approach to the world and to life because I had some mental health challenges. Mm. So it is an area I'm familiar with. I'm really enjoying, though, renewing it and doing it with a very particular focus. I'm also including in the email details about each victim. So 50 emails and each one ends up with the victim.
Mm.
So I'm really finding it meaningful to connect with the personal stories associated with this rather than have some big event out there in the world that we don't know about, and to see that all this is so personal, and I can see how devastated we are as a family with our mother, grandma, mother-in-law dying suddenly. And I'm thinking, imagine these families who, and the community of Christchurch, who are experiencing the loss of a person, but also the unfairness, the violence, and other added issues. So I'm finding it really useful to increase my empathy and consideration of other people. And I think that, you know, as we do that, we want to be kind people, but if we don't actually take kind actions, it's harder.
Yeah.
You know, the science shows that the more frequently we behave in a kind way, the kinder we become.
Yep, that makes sense. And so from what I've read about you and from what you've said, you've turned positive thinking into a career. You write and speak about things like gratitude, happiness, and you once started a film festival dedicated to uplifting, heartwarming films.
That's and right.
But you mentioned you in the past had some mental health challenges. So you weren't always this positive outlook person?
I'm not a positive outlook person. That's exactly why I do this. I'm someone who tends to go on the side of worry, panic, being overwhelmed, stress, anxious, and have had a couple of significant bouts with depression.
Mm.
So it's because I'm not a bouncy, optimistic person that I do this, not because I am. I wouldn't need to do this if I was. So this is a life discipline that changes how I experience my life.
Wow, that I think would speak to a lot of people and encourage people that they too can lift themselves up a bit just by doing positive things.
It's one of the really proven ways to get happier is to do something for someone else.
Mm.
And what happens when we're depressed is we tend to shut down and go inward, and we're so unlikely to do something for someone else. But actually the side of the brain that will spark joy and happiness, you've kind of got to make choices to go outward to get that happening in your brain.
Amazing. How can people join you, Tony, in the 50 Shades Brighter campaign?
They can go to 50shadesbrighter.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a page about it, a little sign-up form, and then you get an email each week with suggestions. You don't have to do them. And you can make your own suggestions, but just as a way to remind you, hey, this week, do something else, and also inspiration from other people's stories. And occasionally I'll write a little blurb on something, you know, maybe the science behind smiling or that sort of thing.
Awesome. It sounds wonderful. Thank you very much for your time, Tony.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to Tony Powell, founder of the 50 Shades Brighter campaign.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.